Good morning. We're taking Chayadim Klal Mem Aleph, and we're looking Klal Mem, and we're looking at Simen Yud Ches. So Nogei B'Yad Achas B'Makom Matunah. If a person only touched this Makom Matunah, let's say part of his body which is Malizeya, part of his body which is normally covered, or a person went into the bathroom. So just entering into the bathroom, a person should wash his hands because of Ruach Rav, and that would not be Mechayev and Atila for the Suda purposes. But he touched himself as he was cleaning himself after the bathroom with only one hand. Saint Sorek Lito Ela Oisa Yad. Only he has to wash that one hand, as opposed to the beginning of the meal. He always has to wash both hands because there's a halachic assumption that both hands need to be cleansed. Since he washes hands and he knows that they are b'tahara, and he knows specifically he only was matane, if he only in some way dirtied one hand, so he only has to wash that one hand. Even though he's b'emsa suda, he only has to wash that one hand. Now, umavorech, we discussed there are certain scenarios where the person has to make a bracha. So in those situations which he makes a bracha, what bracha does he make? He only washed one hand. So maybe he shouldn't say al netilas yadoyim, he should say al netilas yad. So the answer is no. Mavorech al netilas yadoyim. Because now we're conveying the nusach of the bracha is al netilas yadoyim. You're not going to change the nusach of the bracha for this scenario where a person is only washing one hand. Similarly, the discussion in regards to tefilas kelim, person is in trouble one kli, so the bracha is al tefilas kelim. Do you change the bracha to al tefilas keli, or do you leave it with al tefilas kelim? So over there actually are two opinions in regards to what to do over there, and the meaning of many people is to say al tefilas keli, the kli, as opposed to al tefilas kelim. But a person definitely would say al tefilas kelim. He would be yotze, because the ikur nusach of bracha is al tefilas kelim. We have a few brachas which change, they're more personalized. But in general, the standard nusach bracha always remains the same. Chazal do not like a person being mishana, mimat beya, changing the nusach of the bracha. So with the same thing over here, Chazal left it with the bracha of al netilas yadoyim. Simen yotes. Noga basaras rosh v'lechichecha rosh. He touched his hair, but he didn't scratch on the surface of the scalp. He didn't scratch deep inside the hair. He just touched the outside hair. So ein tzorach netila, that does not require netilas yadoyim. Alam abul hamachachech roshoy, person is rubbing, scratching his head. So he's scratching into the not just the top layer of the hair, but he's actually reaching into the hair, reaching down deep onto the head itself, into the scalp. That's when tzorach netilas yadoyim. That's when he has to wash his hands. Okay, now in Simen Chof, he deals with the following question. We discussed before that why do we wash our hands? We said two reasons why we wash our hands. One reason is because of an issue of tinuf, that it's not, the hand is not so clean. In general, the hands are ascanius, they move around, they touch things. So Chazal said that because of that, we want you to wash your hands. The second reason is because of Smach Truma. Now, when it comes to Smach Truma, we have some interesting cases. We have cases where that Chazal Mechayev and Tilsa Daim for Truma, which have no connection at all to that, the world of dirtiness. For example, there's a Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak, which deals with the fact that they grapple with the issue that people were saying that Truma is holy, and the Sefer Torah is holy, Svarim are holy, and therefore we should store the Truma next to the Sefer Torah. Well, that was what happened, was that rats and other animals which would come to eat the Truma would damage the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that, and to address this problem, they said that a Sefer would be metama the Truma. Therefore, people would listen to this idea that a Sefer would be matama the Truma. Then they took it a step further and they said that the Sefer not only is a matama Truma, but if a person touches the Sefer with his hands, his hands will become tome and his hands will be matama the Truma. So now, do we apply that, the halacha of Tumas Yadayim by Truma, to the issue of Netilas Yadayim, and say, well, a person touches a sefer, in written in a halachic way, a scroll, say, which is a scroll, that is going to be mechayiv Netilas Yadayim for the Suda. And for a person to touch that during the meal, does he have to rewash his hands? So that's the issue that the Chayyim deals with in Simen Chof, and we'll talk about that in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.